Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoy today's featured message.
Hi, this is Nick Coy with Portage County Safety Council, and I'm here with Mike Thompson. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How you doing, Nick?
Doing good. I'm really excited about our Health and Safety Expo, and I wanted to dig into a little bit more detail today about our breakout sessions that we have coming. So looking at our schedule for this expo on June 22nd, it looks like we're going to have four different tracks.
Absolutely. This is awesome, Nick. We have four different tracks targeting four different industries. Each track will have a different course available for each of the four breakout sessions. So the first track that we have is construction track. The second one's industrial track. The third one's electrical safety track. And the fourth one's the health and wellness track.
Wow. Well, let's talk a little bit about this construction track, because there's some really good stuff in here from what I can see. It looks like our first breakout session is going to be on trench safety.
Yeah, Eric White, colleague of yours, a construction safety consultant for the Ohio BWC, is going to be coming in talking about trench safety, giving us the codes, all these different things with the OSHA standards. He's going to come in the second breakout session and talk about fall protection. Those are two key areas of safety, especially for construction.
Yeah, there's a lot of focus right now on trench safety and fall safety, but there's also a lot of focus on silica, and that's going to be our third breakout.
Anna Bell, she's a loss prevention specialist from Great Lakes Construction, is coming in. She's going to give us the silica standard update. And the last breakout session is going to be confined spaces in construction, another big deal. It's going to be from a colleague of Anna, Nick Bales, safety coordinator at Great Lakes Construction.
So it sounds like we got some really good presenters on hot topic issues right now that are happening in the safety industry.
Absolutely. We're excited about this, especially for the construction track. We have a few construction members of the safety council, but we'd like to see that expand, especially since the need is so big in that area.
Yeah, well, we're getting into construction season. This is a great time to kick this off. I see we also have a track on industrial. So what are we going to talk about in the industrial safety realm?
I'm fired up about this one. Steve Lugwood, he's a safety programs manager for Rockwell Animation. He's coming in to talk about the evolving workforce. In that message, he's going to talk about stuff about updated machine guarding, engineering controls and different things, and other safety measures that employers can put in place just to kind of engineer out and do different stuff to prevent them altogether. The second track is a walking services update from BWC's own Kerry Gray.
That's going to be a great talk because, you know, the walking working surfaces standard had a lot of updates and a lot of people are still not aware or understand what those changes mean. So I think Kerry's going to do a great job of presenting that.
Yeah, it seems, Nick, whenever I hear it brought up, there's still some questions. Well, I heard this and I heard that. And it seems like people have an idea of the old standard and they're mixing up with the new standards. So that's a really important class. And as far as registration goes, that's a class that people are very interested in so far to get that clarity and that update.
Good. I see we're also going to be talking about risk assessments and what EPCRA is. I think the risk assessments is a great thing. That looks like we have Pamela Woloski from GAI Consultants coming in to talk about those. And that's a piece that I see when I visit a lot of companies that are missing. They're not going around doing those risk assessments to identify what their hazards are to develop a safety and health program specific to their need.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this several times. It seems like a lot of safety issues, if we just do the stuff, if we just do the simple thing, the housekeeping, the checklist, it sounds almost too good to be true or too simple, Nick, but if we just go do the housekeeping, take our checklist, our lines for the tow motors clearly marked, are the trip hazards in the floor, right? These small things that we see over and over again. So this is a class that I hope a lot of people and I believe they'll get a lot of value from.
So I see the last track under the industrial track is going to be the EPCRA class. Who's going to be presenting on that?
Yeah, the class, Nick, is what is EPCRA and is your business required to report? That's going to be presented by Michelle Sowers. She's Emergency Management Specialist for Ohio EMA. So that's a pretty good one. It's an environmental protection law. People are like, what is that? Do I have to report that? Is that relevant to my type of business? Michelle's going to cover all those details to make sure people don't get fined and get caught in that regulation.
Perfect. And then our third track that we've developed is the electrical track. And I'm really excited about this one for two reasons. A, Mike Kovacic is going to be presenting all of these classes, and he's an amazing instructor and facilitator. But also, there's been a lot of interest lately from businesses related to electrical safety and a stronger focus on that. So what are some of these classes going to look like?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Mike Kovacic. Like you said, he's the president of ES Squared Inc. He comes and does our expo every time we have one. And Mike made himself available to come and do four breakout sessions. We're really pumped. Mike, if you're listening, thank you very much. If you're looking for electrical safety consultant, consider his company. Go to their website, ES Squared Inc. Yeah, he's going to do four different breakouts, Nick. The first one is business case for electrical safety and maintenance programs. He's going to tell you the economic value, the impact, why you need to have these, and the safety measures it could cause.
I see the second breakout session, which is exciting, is about NFPA 70E 2018. And these are new standards that were released for this year. So he's going to give an update on those.
Right. I love it. Up-to-date information. You're not getting something 2-3 years old. You know, you've seen people come in and do different stuff, and maybe their information wasn't up to date or out of date. And it's like, this is going to be up to date code from a specialist. Okay. And the third one is he came and presented a monthly meeting one time, and it's fantastic. He calls it the counterfeit conundrum. And this is dealing with counterfeit electrical products. Now, we know about Amazon, and we've heard things about this, like power surge protectors that are counterfeit. And you might go on Twitter, social media, and see how they caused a house fire. We think that residentially, but it's also a commercial issue. Some of your heat guns, some of the things that you get that you may buy that look like the real thing, that aren't necessarily, they may be coming from overseas, and that could be an electrical hazard that could cause an injury to one of your workers.
So that sounds like a great class for HR and management to attend too, even purchasing departments.
Absolutely. That one is for everybody. Some of the other ones that Mike's doing, you know, it's going to be a little more maintenance focused, a little more electrical, real specific into whatever your job looks like. But the counterfeit conundrum is definitely a class that everyone would benefit from.
And his last breakout session is a class that I think all maintenance staff should attend, and safety professionals, because it's an area that often gets overlooked. And this is NFPA 70B. This is recommended practices for electrical equipment maintenance. A lot of times companies don't think about this. They may put a safety program in place for safety, but they don't do those recommended practices of maintaining electrical equipment.
So Mike's been doing this for so many years, Nick, with our expos. It's increased the number of attendees of each of his sessions. So this year we don't have mandatory or scheduled registration for each session. The classroom he is in is limited to 40. It's the same room he goes every time he does an expo for us. It's limited to 40 seats. So if you're listening to this and you have staff, get them enrolled as soon as possible. Get them to sign up. That is limited. Once seats are going to be filled in that class, that's it. There's nothing we could do. The $30 registration to this expo is one of these sessions is worth well more than that, especially in this electrical safety track.
So yeah, we definitely want you to register early, but also show up early. Make sure you get a seat for this event, because we still have one more track of information too, which is our health track. And this is pretty exciting too. We've partnered with the Portage County Health Department to help put this together again for us. They always bring in some really good speakers, and I'm excited about these. What do we have to look forward to during the health track?
Well, the first two are drug related. I'm not sure if our listeners are aware of this. Ohio has a drug problem, and some recent things I went to at Ohio Safety Congress and some other trainings. It's literally, in some cases, four times the national average.
Wow,
regarding heroin and opioids and pharmaceutical, you know, drugs and pills and different things. Think about that. Opioid addiction, our issue here in Ohio, is four times the national average.
That's a pretty large number. And that means it's not only happening on the streets, it's spilling over into our workplaces.
Absolutely. In fact, I was just at the Safety Council Leaders Conference yesterday. A gentleman from another safety council is also a fireman. He said, we're noticing all the accidents dealing with addiction and overdose. Almost every one of them, he said, three out of the last four have been dealing with people on the clock, their employees, they're driving for work, and they've caused fatal accidents.
Wow.
So this is a big deal. This isn't just a personal problem. This is something like, you know, we'll sweep it under the rug. It's not our issue. No, we can't do that anymore. We have to like face this addiction, opioid crisis face to face in employers before they're operating your heavy machinery. This has to be something that has to be dealt with at the workplace level. It can't be pushed off. This is my personal life. This is an issue. So because of that, when we teamed up to the health department, we decided having two drug courses are going to be the way to go because of its relevancy. So the first one is the effects of drugs at work, warning signs and prevention. That's going to be presented by Dr. Amanda Burke. She's a prevention specialist at Town Hall 2. Why we picked this class and why we asked Dr. Amanda Burke to do this is because we want to help employers identify before problems happen. We want to see if someone's coming in and they're using a drug that maybe you don't know about or don't have experience with. What are the warning signs? Maybe they're not coming to work high, but you're afraid that it may. Are there signs that you could see that there's addiction issues that you could get that employee help before it ever becomes an issue? And you could, for one, save an employee, and for two, prevent injuries and accidents for happening in the workplace. So that's why we picked this particular one. I'm real excited about that. If I have time to slip away during the expo, I'm probably going to take this one because I think it's such a relevant topic.
Boy, and the second one I'm excited about, which is the Portage County Drug Task Force update. Every time they come to the Safety Council and talk, it's a pretty big hit. Everybody's excited to hear from the Portage County Sheriff's Office. And it looks like we have Captain Larry Limbert, the commander of the Portage County Drug Task Force, is going to come present on that for us.
Yeah, Larry never disappoints. I mean, he's real. He tells it like it is. And I think a lot of people, when they think of drugs with, you know, a lot of the marijuana campaigns and different stuff, they have, like, the ideas are a little bit different. He kind of explains the difference between the 60s. Some of our listeners may have been experimenting to today and the differences of what's going on in the drug world. You know, if you're not in that world, you may not realize all the different things that people are using and different stuff that could be literally right in front of you in your workplace and you would have no idea. Things like bath salts, things like meth, like what to look for if, you know, people are bringing these backpack labs out of 2-liter bottles, right? These disposable meth labs that you say, oh, just a backpack and not even think anything of it, and it could be right at work.
Right.
In fact, I read an article today. There was a meth lab dump at West Branch State Park. Read in the Record Courier today. So that just shows you it could be anywhere out in public, and most of us probably wouldn't even have any idea what's going on.
Yeah, and like I said, he always does a great job, brings great information, real-world scenarios that we can apply to the workplace. And then I see our last two tracks under the health department is actually from the health district themselves. And I'm excited about these because these are areas that we need to focus in on as we start to head into these seasons. And the first being emergency preparedness plans. We're getting ready to go into severe weather, and having a plan of action is really an important piece. And I'm looking forward to hearing that presentation.
Yeah, this is probably one of the most undermined things in the world of safety, I think. Because every facility needs this, right?
Right.
And a lot of times people are like, well, who's doing this? Who's update? Most people can't. Whenever this conversation gets brought up, whose job is it to get those plans? Whose job is it to set? Usually an HR person or someone just gets spontaneously assigned a job, it seems like, in a lot of cases. Well, we did that 20 years ago when we moved in the building. Well, yeah. Who's looking at it now?
And have we tested it? Do we see what our failures are in areas that we need to improve before the emergency actually happens?
Right. Have you updated equipment? Have you got new machinery that may take up 50, 100 feet in your facility that may change that emergency plan?
Yeah. And often it's last thought about. Like you said, I just visited a customer yesterday. We did a safety walk of their facility, and they were very excited to show me all this new equipment that they purchased. And it was great, and they had a lot of safety devices put in place. But when I looked at the wall, the map still showed the exit route right through the center of the machinery.
Prime example, it's usually the last thing on our minds. And here's the thing too. We have a lot of small mom and pop employers, especially in manufacturing in Portage County. What I've noticed is if you're really good at machining, you might not have thought about all the details of the safety plans. You may have tried to put one together. You may be thinking, you may be an HR manager that maybe some job roles have changed and now you're in charge of safety, but you really don't have any clue. How do I really put together a plan? Well, the health department actually has templates made that you could take and just customize it for your facility. And there you go. It's already done. It's as simple. It's just a turnkey kind of thing. You grab it, take it, make adjustments to your facility. This is what a plan and policy should look like. It's going to be a great class.
And that's one of the great things about the Health and Safety Expo is that it not only gives you some training, but it builds connections within the community so that you have resources and allows you to make your job easier. And that's the whole idea here.
Oh my goodness. There's so many community resources that are available. Think about Portage Safe Communities with the driving safety and
right.
The Portage County Health Department that does so many types of trainings that we don't even consider because maybe we're not aware of it. It's not the first thought that comes to mind. The Safety Council, we're one of those. The Ohio BWC Safety Consultants, which everyone's policy pays for, your guys' services that they don't even think, I can't afford a consultant. We have one included in your premium right here, right?
Yeah, and that brings us into the last piece. This is a training that the Portage County Health District offers. It's great for companies, and it's just great for citizens to attend too, which is about bloodborne pathogens and communicable diseases. And that's an area of focus too in our area of work.
And actually, Nick, I tell you, in an office that I was previously in, I was in a neighborhood, and I had a neighbor come up to my office door, knock on the office door. She brings a syringe. It looked like an insulin needle. She knocks on the door and says, here, my kid was playing with this. And I was like, excuse me? I was kind of taken back from it.
Right.
And so we talked about the drug problem, but now that brings up things. I've been in parking lots where I've seen these types of things. This bloodborne pathogens and communicable disease, a lot of times we kind of just write off a little bit. We kind of just say, I've heard this 1,000 times. This is one of those things that needs to be revisited over and over again. And I think as this problem continues in far as drugs, it's not just limited to that. You cut your hand at work. It's what do we do if I'm helping a coworker that does it? How do I properly handle it so I don't have a cause of problem for myself, right? And so this is something that always needs to be go back. And I know Karen Town personally, we've done a lot of projects with her. We going back to our Gaging, our Workforce and Wellness magazine that we did with the health department. And Karen's a phenomenal presenter.
She is. And she's helped out so much with the Safety Council and does so much in our county that, it's great. And it's really an honor to have her come present for us.
Yeah. So we're really excited. If you're concerned about some of the classes that you've taken before that maybe were a little dry and had a boring type speaker, you're not going to get that at the Portage County Health Department and you're not going to get that at this expo.
Yeah, this expo is a great opportunity to get a lot of education. And like I said, it's a great opportunity to make some connections with community partners, but also some amazing vendors that are doing some amazing things here in the county and across the state of Ohio. In fact, we have a whole list of vendors that are helping support and fund this so that we can keep costs low for you, the participants. Who do we have signed up as a sponsor at this point, Mike?
So our sponsors for the expo, Nick, are Engines LPG. They're also going to be having an outdoor exhibit. They're going to be setting their engines up for display on the outside of Maplewood. So it's going to be cool. We're going to have indoor and outdoor exhibit. The second one is is GVS Safety Supplies. Hess Print Solutions, who's also voluntary and donated to print our booklets for the expo. So shout out to Twyla and all those. And Doug, thank you very much.
Hess is a big member with Portage County Safety Council, and they're always willing to step up to the plate and help us out. We appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. Metis Construction, they've sponsored us multiple times. They're a member, active member of the Safety Council, so we appreciate them, absolutely. Sequoia Wellness at Neomed. Swift First Aid. Swift First Aid, we love. They serve on our steering committee. And also, they'll be doing something that we started 2 years ago at the 2016 Expo, which we absolutely love. It's Safety Feud Game.
Oh, this is great. If anything, this is what you want to stick around for. We're going to be doing this at lunchtime. And it's a great opportunity for you to test your knowledge and potentially win a really cool prize.
Absolutely. We're excited about that. And the last one is, you and I talked about several times, is Ving, the Ving app. Tell us a little about that, Nick. You're a little more familiar with that than I am.
Yeah, so this is a new company. They're actually out of the Youngstown, Ohio area. We're excited to get them here in the near future to do a podcast on all their services. But they've developed some more online training tools that are short Vings for your employees. It's quick, easy training that you can shoot straight out to the employee related to safety to get them their training, and they can do it on demand. So they can do it at their laptop, at their computer, wherever in the factory floor. And what I really like about this, as a person who does a lot of presenting on engaging millennials, this is a new way to engage the younger workforce, but also have a good rate of return with the aging workforce. We find that this electronic media has better work and better results in the retention of safety training.
Yeah, it's awesome. I just want to remind our listeners, it's Friday, June 22nd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to have an exhibit hall, several door prizes, Safety Feud. We're going to have free health and wellness screenings from university hospitals, Portage Medical Center. All this stuff, the 16 breakout sessions from these four different tracks that you heard today, all for just $30 if you register before June 8th.
$30. I mean, we spend $30 at lunch sometimes.
Absolutely. After June 8th, it's going to go up to $40. Again, this is June 22nd, but if you register, which by June 8th, it's only $30. So send as many employees. Usually when we do this, Nick, we have a handful of companies that'll send 5, 10 employees every time. They'll send them all over the place, depending on what they do. The HR people tend to go to the health track or some of the general industry stuff. And then you'll see their mainest guys they'll send over to the electrical safety track and kind of do different stuff. It's awesome. There's something for everyone.
It's a cost-effective way to get some training for your staff too. And let's face it, everybody likes on a Friday getting out of the office for a little bit. I'm going to get some excited and thinking about safety. So we hope to see you at the 2018 Portage County Workplace Health and Safety Expo. We'll be holding this at the Maplewood Career Center. Check out our website for additional information, and we hope to see you there. Have a great day and be safe.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.